Well, there's so many good things to be talking about in the Rosnaula area, but we're back talking about toilets again, unfortunately. I believe there were photographs posted on social media. I didn't see them myself, but I heard that they were not very good looking. And I believe this is over at the surf club area where the disabled unit was full. There was a blockage in that toilet. And then the other unit that is located in that area there, there's two toilets there. And it was in a mess because somebody decided to pull out all the toilet paper and all the hand towels and just throw it around the place, you know. So that's what I hear was in the photograph. You know, so there's a couple of things at play here. There's the quality of the units. There's the maintenance of the units. And then there's also the users, you know, who should respect and use the facilities appropriately.
You've previously called for the idea of a major facility to be established in Rosnaula that would incorporate a range of different things, including public toilets. Is that really the ultimate answer here, or is it actually just down to people's behaviour as well?
Yeah, there's a number of things at play. You know, it doesn't take long to make a mess of a place by, you know, abusing it. So the maintenance of the facilities and the quality of the facilities in the meantime is the goal of the council and the community to try and provide a service for people who come to enjoy the area. And to that end, in the main car park area, there are two new units ordered, similar to the unit that is at the surf club car park. So the first of these units will be arriving, I believe, this weekend. There are two toilets within this unit. They're universal. They're not for any gender. And the second unit will be arriving in the coming weeks, and that will have an accessible toilet and a regular toilet as well. So there'll be three regular toilets and one accessible. They'll be of high quality, a new build unit, and will be plumbed directly into the sewage system there. So it's a quite a good system, which will see us out this summer and probably a few summers to come, because the big plan of permanent toilets and a larger facility to accommodate other users and other groups and the community, that there will be a year-round benefit to this big unit is only, you know, it's at early stage discussion. It is the ultimate goal, as you say, and I've been talking to a few people in the area, a few of the user groups and the council about this idea again to reignite that idea. That had been spoken about many years ago. I think it's a really good idea, and I think we're in a very good place and time to have the right types of groups in the area, like Liquid Therapy, like the Friends of Rosnaula, and like Water Safety Ireland, and to have it under the stewardship of Donegal County Council, I think would be the right way to go. I also think there's scope within that building to have a community facility, and that might be, you know, hot desk space or meeting rooms, or other things where classes could be held. It's quite a big plan, and it will take a long time to see through. But it's something that there's a lot of hunger for, and I certainly have the determination to drive that along through the early stages of thought, feasibility, planning, and design. And we look forward to that. In the meantime, Catherine, getting back to the toilets, there are some new facilities on the way, and these units that are coming soon. And the maintenance, you know, currently happens three times a week in peak season. That maintenance by Gortley will be coming on four times a week. And also, once we hit the 1st of June, we're into bathing season. So that's where we will have lifeguards on duty in Rosnaula and Bundoran on a full-time basis. And other Blue Flag beaches on weekends until we get right into the summer season. So the lifeguards basically have a monitoring role over the toilets and the litter in the area as well. So they will be able to help out where needed from the 1st of June, and hopefully the system will work really well, and that people can come and enjoy and not have to be worrying about the cleanliness and the health and safety around the toilets.